All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Sarabjit Kaur and with me is Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches campaign on Jan Andolan for COVID-19 appropriate behavior. COVID-19 recovery rate improves to over 85% in the country. Union Cabinet approves signing of Memorandum of Cooperation in the field of cyber security between India and Japan. Indian Air Force celebrates its 88th anniversary today. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Kings XI Punjab in Dubai. As the nation fights the COVID-19 pandemic, we begin with a note of precaution to stay safe and protected by following three simple steps. Wear face mask, maintain do gaz ki duri for social distancing, focus on hand and face hygiene. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched a campaign today by way of a tweet on Jan Andolan for COVID-19 appropriate behaviour. The campaign, launched in view of the upcoming festivals and winter season, as well as the opening up of the economy. The campaign launched with the aim to encourage people's participation in Jan Andolan. It endeavours to be a low-cost, high-intensity campaign with the key messages of wear mask, follow physical distancing, maintain hand hygiene. On this occasion, a coordinated media campaign across platforms for effective outreach and impact will also be launched. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his last Mann Ki Baat program reminded people to always wear mask and not to venture out without a face shield.
कोरोना के इस कालखंड में मैं फिर एक बार आपको याद कराऊंगा, मास्क अवश्य रखें, फेस कवर के बिना बाहर न जाएं, दो गज की दूरी का नियम आपको भी बचा सकता है, आपके परिवार को भी बचा सकता है। ये कुछ नियम हैं, इस कोरोना के खिलाफ लड़ाई के हथियार हैं, हर नागरिक के जीवन को बचाने के मजबूत साधन हैं, और हम न भूलें, जब तक दवाई नहीं, तब तक ढिलाई नहीं।
A concerted action plan will also be implemented by central government ministries and departments and state governments and union territories with region-specific targeted communication in high caseload districts. Proper dissemination of cautionary measures on all media platforms throughout the country will be put out. Informing about the campaign, Minister for Information and Broadcasting Prakash Javrekar said the special focus will be laid on simple and easily understandable message so that it can reach out to every citizen.
जब दवा नहीं है और जब वैक्सीन नहीं है तो एक ही सुरक्षा कवच है. सुरक्षा कवच की एक त्रिसूत्री है, मास्क, सुरक्षित दूरी और बराबर हाथ धोना. ये तीन सूत्रों पर हर कोई अपना स्वास्थ्य को ठीक रख सकता है और यही त्रिसूत्री बचाव के बारे में एक जन आंदोलन शुरू होगा. लोगों के संपर्क के सभी ठिकानों पर बैनर, पोस्टर, स्टिकर लगेंगे. जहां भी लोग काम के लिए जाते हैं ऐसे सभी जगह ये एक जनचेतना की मुहिम चलेगी. सोशल मीडिया में भी कैंपेन चलेगी. पूरी देश की सभी संस्था, समाज के माननीय लोग और बाकी भी सामान्य जनता इसमें शामिल होगी.
वेटरन स्पोर्ट्स पर्सन मिल्खा सिंह ऑल्सो अपील टू पीपल टू फॉलो द गवर्नमेंट गाइडलाइंस टू फाइट कोविड 19.
कोरोना की बीमारी है वो सारी दुनिया के अंदर फैली हुई और डॉक्टर लोग हमें सजेस्ट करते हैं कि कोरोना से बचने के लिए हमें अपना मुंह और नाक जो है वो बंद रखनी चाहिए, कपड़े से ढकनी चाहिए. दूसरी बात वो सजेस्ट करते हैं कि जब आप किसी से बात करते हैं तो कम से कम दो तीन गज की दूरी होनी चाहिए ताकि आपका और उसका सांस जो है आपस में ना मिल पाए. और तीसरी बात वो सजेस्ट करते हैं कि आप अपने हाथ जो है वो बार बार धोते रहिए. तो इसके अलावा मैं आप लोगों से और चीज सजेस्ट करना चाहता हूं कि अगर कोरोना से बचना है तो एक्सरसाइज आदमी के लिए बहुत जरूरी है.
The government has said that the COVID-19 recovery rate in the country has crossed 85% with more than 82,000 patients recovering in the last 24 hours. The health ministry said total number of recoveries has now reached over 57,44,000. The high rate of recoveries has positioned India as the top country in the world with maximum number of recovered cases. The constantly increasing recovery rate ensured that the actual caseload of the country is reduced considerably and currently comprises only 13.44% of the total positive cases. Presently, the total number of active cases in the country is 9,07,000 and the case fatality rate stands at 1.55%, which is one of the lowest globally. A total of 2,871 fresh cases of COVID-19 were recorded in Delhi yesterday, taking the infection tally in the city to over 2,98,000. Delhi government has said that over 2,70,000 people affected with coronavirus have been cured so far. In the last 24 hours, 3,370 people recovered and 35 deaths were reported in the national capital, taking the toll to 5,616. Presently, the total number of active cases in Delhi is 22,186. In Madhya Pradesh, a COVID-19 appropriate behavior change intensive campaign was launched yesterday to control the corona infection. As per the state government press release, this campaign will run till 30th of November across the state. Our correspondent has more on this.
Director, State Health Information Education Bureau said that in view of the gathering of people during the upcoming festive season, campaign to make people aware of wearing mask, maintaining social distance of 2 yards and washing hands regularly is need of the hour. Collectors will be the coordinators of this campaign at the district level. The head of the offices of other departments of the district will be the nodal officer for the concerned department. Officials have also been asked to upload information about campaign's promotional activities on Sarthak Light app. Meanwhile, the number of COVID-19 cases in the state climbed up to 1,40,000, while more than 1,20,000 people recovered so far. There are now 17,522 active cases in Madhya Pradesh. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
In Gujarat, state government has decided to permit private laboratories to conduct rapid antibody tests. According to notification issued last evening, the chief health officers in districts or municipal corporations will grant permission to private laboratories which fulfill certain conditions. More from our correspondent.
Gujarat government has decided to permit private laboratories to conduct ELISA and CLIA antibody tests, enzyme-linked immunosorbent assay and chemiluminescence enzyme immunoassay antibody test are types of serological tests. Its result will show how many people had COVID-19 and have recovered, including those who are asymptomatic. It will also help to determine how far the virus has spread and in case the virus resurfaces in the future. All the data gathered through antibody testing will help in improving strategies to the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, Gujarat has recorded 1,311 new cases of COVID-19, while 1,414 patients recovered during the last 24 hours. Recovery rate has further improved and reached up to 86.35%. Yogesh Pandya, AIR News, Ahmedabad.
In Maharashtra, the committee appointed to control the price of masks and sanitizers has submitted a report to the state government. Health Minister Rajesh Tope said the process of deciding on the price fixed by the committee is in the final stage. After the approval of the government, it will be mandatory to sell masks at the revised rate. A report.
The committee appointed to control the price of masks and sanitizers in Maharashtra had studied all aspects of mask manufacturing companies. The prices have been fixed after studying all the factors like raw material, production cost, profit of producers and distributors. After the government's approval, the N95 mask will be available for around ₹19 to ₹50 depending upon the type, whereas double and triple layer mask will be available for just ₹3 to ₹4. The companies will have to sell masks at the state prescribed rates. With this, Maharashtra has become the first state to cap the prices of masks. The prices of sanitizers are also being capped as well. Madhuri Pange, AIR News, Mumbai.
Odisha has achieved a recovery rate of 89% in its fight against COVID-19. Meanwhile, 3,455 persons were declared cured yesterday, taking the total recovery in the state to 2,13,672. COVID-19 positive cases have also mounted to 2,40,998, with a fresh addition of 2,995 patients.
While the Delhi discovery of COVID-19 positive cases continue to crawl behind the Delhi discharge of patients, the active caseload of the state has gone down under 30,000. Sample test of about 36 lakh spread over 8 months has come out with a comparatively low positivity of 6.75%. Though the state has been reporting about 14 to 18 fatalities per day during the last few days, the death rate too lies dormant at a low of around 0.4%. Meanwhile, given the fact that about 78% of patients are in home isolation, the Chief Minister has advised direct contact between the COVID-19 patient and the healthcare personnel. Girish Chandra Das, Bhubaneswar.
In Karnataka, highest caseload of 10,947 new COVID-19 positive cases were reported yesterday, taking the tally to 6,68,652. On the other hand, 9,832 people recovered from the disease and were discharged from various hospitals in the state. The total number of recovery has gone up to 5,42,906. A report.
After objection from a few quarters, Karnataka Chief Minister B.S. Yediyurappa said that fine amount for not wearing face mask in public places will be reduced to 250 rupees from 1,000 rupees in urban areas and 100 rupees from 500 rupees in the rural areas. He said government has taken the decision following the recommendations of the expert committee. The Chief Minister has appealed to the people that since there is no vaccine, people should wear face mask, use hand sanitizers and maintain social distancing. R. Murthy, AAR News, Bengaluru.
Air India will operate its next Vande Bharat flights to China on Guangzhou to Delhi sector on 23rd and 30th October. This will be a big relief for Indian nationals stranded in China who want to return home due to compelling reasons. The Indian Embassy in Beijing, in a notification yesterday, advised Indian nationals to register with the embassy or the consulates to avail any of these flights.
The World Bank has said more than 150 million people may fall into extreme poverty throughout the world by 2021 as a result of the economic contraction caused by the novel coronavirus pandemic. In its report, the bank said the COVID-19 pandemic is estimated to push an additional 88 million to 115 million people into extreme poverty this year, with the total rising to as many as 150 million by 2021, depending on the severity of the economic contraction. The bank pointed out in the report that about 82% of the so-called new poor will be in the middle-income countries that already have high poverty rates. For Bihar Assembly elections, the BJP has formally announced an alliance with Mukesh Sahni-led Vikasshil Insan Party, VIP. In a joint press conference in Patna, the state BJP president, Sanjay Jaiswal, said that the party has decided to allot 11 assembly seats for VIP from its quota. In the National Democratic Alliance, BJP is contesting on 121 seats and its partner JDU will be fielding candidates for 120 seats for the 243-member state assembly. In the Grand Alliance, the RJD is contesting on 144 seats, while the Congress will field candidates on 70 seats. The new allies of Grand Alliance, CPI-ML, CPI and CPM, have altogether got a chunk of 29 seats. The political activities have gained momentum as today is the last day of filing of nominations for the first phase of state assembly elections. So far, 218 candidates have filed their nominations in 71 constituencies spread over 16 districts. The scrutiny of nominations will be held tomorrow and the last date of withdrawal of candidature will be 12th of this month. The polling will be held on the 28th of October. In the first phase, all major political parties like the BJP, JDU, RJD and the Congress have applied the formula of social equation and dynastic politics while selecting the candidates. Many relatives of the prominent political leaders are contesting elections in this phase. Details from our correspondent.
Senior Congress leader and former Speaker of the State Assembly, Sadanand Singh, is not contesting elections this time. His son, Suhanand Mukesh, has been fielded by Congress from Kahalgaon constituency. Former Union Minister Jayaprakash Narayan Yadav's daughter, Divya Prakash, is RJD candidate from Tarapur Assembly constituency. RJD State President Jagdanand Singh's son, Sudhakar Singh, will contest from Ramgarh seat. Some rebel leaders who joined other parties have also succeeded to raise their candidature. Jayavardhan Yadav, who recently resigned from RJD, has got ticket from JDU. The former Bahujan Samaj Party, BSP state president Bharat Bin got RJD party symbol. Gupteswar Pandey, the former DGP of Bihar, who had recently joined the JDU, failed to secure his name in the list of candidates. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, AIR News, Patna.
The Bihar Chief Electoral Officer, CEO Office, has clarified that filing of nomination for the first phase of state assembly elections will take place today as per the schedule. The clarification has been issued in view of spread of false information in some sections of social media about declaration of public holiday for Chehellum and closure of nomination process today. With a view to ensuring conduct of free, fair, peaceful, transparent, ethical and safe elections during COVID-19, the Election Commission has revised norms concerning star campaigners for all ongoing and future elections during the period of pandemic COVID-19. In the revised norms, the Commission said the maximum limit on the number of star campaigners for recognized national and state political parties will be 30 in place of 40, and for unrecognized registered political parties, it will be 15 in place of 20. It said the period of submission of the list of star campaigners is extended from 7 days to 10 days from the date of notification. You are listening to the Morning News on All India Radio. A reminder of the headlines before we move on. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches campaign on Jan Andolan for COVID-19 appropriate behaviour today. COVID-19 recovery rate improves to over 85% in the country. Union Cabinet approves signing of Memorandum of Cooperation in the field of cyber security between India and Japan. Indian Air Force celebrates its 88th anniversary today. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Kings 11 Punjab in Dubai. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle @AIRNewsAlerts. Three steps to stay protected and stay safe from COVID-19. Wear face mask, do gaz ki duri to maintain social distancing, maintain hand and face hygiene.
Welcome back. The government has given its nod to major reforms in the marketing of natural gas in the country. The cabinet, under the chairmanship of Prime Minister, approved the reforms to push the usage of natural gas. Briefing media in New Delhi, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said that the government will initiate standardized e-bidding for bringing transparency in the price of natural gas in the country. Railway Minister Piyush Goyal informed that the Cabinet has also given its approval for the revised estimate cost for east-west corridor of the Kolkata Metro Rail project.
कलकत्ता में जो मेट्रो सबर्बन सर्विसेज चलती हैं, इसका एक बहुत महत्वपूर्ण नया अलाइनमेंट ईस्ट-वेस्ट मेट्रो कॉरिडोर के नाम से लगभग 12 साल पहले अप्रूव हुआ था. 2015 में इस प्रोजेक्ट का काम फिर से शुरू किया, उसकी मंजूरी नए अलाइनमेंट के हिसाब से 8,575 करोड़ रुपए की लागत से ये प्रोजेक्ट को कंप्लीट करने के लिए कैबिनेट ने मंजूरी दी.
Mr. Goyal said that the project, with an estimated cost of nearly 8,575 crore rupees, will be open for the public by December 2021. He said the total route length of the east-west metro corridor in Kolkata will be 16.6 kilometers and will have 12 stations. The cabinet also gave its approval for signing a Memorandum of Cooperation, MOC, in the field of cyber security between India and Japan. The MOC will enhance cooperation in areas of mutual interest, which include capacity building in the area of cyberspace, protection of critical infrastructure, cooperation in emerging technologies, sharing information on cybersecurity threats and malicious cyber activities. Another MOU was signed between Geological Survey of India and its Canadian counterpart on barcoding of faunal genomes. The Cabinet also approved the ratification of 7 chemicals listed under Stockholm Convention on Persistent Organic Pollutants, POPs. The Stockholm Convention is a global treaty to protect human health and environment from POPs, which are identified chemical substances that persist in the environment, bioaccumulate in living organisms, adversely affect human health, and have the property of long-range environmental transport. The Ministry of Railways announced that the Railway Board has given approval to zones for 39 new trains. These services will be introduced as special services from an early convenient date. According to the list, most of the trains belong to the category of AC Express, Duronto, Rajdhani and Shatabdi. Minister of Textiles Smriti Irani yesterday launched the first ever brand and logo for Indian cotton on Second World Cotton Day through video conferencing. Now India's premium cotton would be known as Kasturi cotton in the world cotton trade. The Kasturi cotton brand will represent whiteness, brightness, softness, purity, luster, uniqueness and Indianness. Speaking on this occasion, Ms. Irani said, "This is a much-awaited moment as the Indian cotton has been endowed with a brand and logo." Ms. Irani also said that Cotton Corporation of India made the ever highest minimum support price operation of cotton.
That the mobile app Cot Ally, which has been developed by CCI, which provides latest weather condition reports, best farm practices, crop situation to our farmers, is yet again an endearing example of how technology is being leveraged by Government of India and institutions allied to it, as again has been enunciated by the Secretary. One of the largest MSP operations was undertaken by CCI in the previous season, and we are hopeful that we will better the prospects of Indian farmers in this year when the season begins for procurement with over 430 centres operational across the country.
The Indian Air Force is celebrating its 88th anniversary today. The IAF was founded on the 8th of October in 1932. A scintillating air display by various aircraft will be the hallmark of the Air Force Day Parade come investiture ceremony at the Air Force Station Hindon, Ghaziabad. The air display will commence with flag-bearing skydivers of the famous Akash Ganga team dropping out of an AN-32 aircraft in their colourful canopies. The flypast would include the vintage aircraft, modern transport aircraft and the frontline fighter aircraft. The ceremony will conclude at 10:52 hours with a spellbinding aerobatic display. On the occasion, President Ramnath Singh has said the nation remains indebted to the contribution of the IAF in securing our skies and assisting civil authorities in humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. In a tweet, Mr. Kovind said that the ongoing process of modernization with the induction of Rafale, Apache and Chinook will transform the IAF into an even more formidable strategic force. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also congratulated all the brave warriors of the Indian Air Force on the occasion of Air Force Day. In a tweet, Mr. Modi said, "These brave warriors do not only keep the skies of the country safe, but also play a leading role in the service of humanity in times of disaster." Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has extended best wishes to the air warriors and their families on the occasion of Air Force Day 2020. In a tweet, Mr. Singh said that 88 years of dedication, sacrifice and excellence mark the journey of the IAF, which is today a lethal and formidable force to reckon with.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the 13th Aero India Expo would help India rank among the top 5 countries of the world in defence and aerospace industries with active participation of the public and private sectors. Speaking at the roundtable virtual conference on Aero India in Bengaluru yesterday, Mr. Singh said the country needs to strengthen the defence system for peace. The minister explained that Aero India 2021 aims to make India self-reliant in defence production as the country houses one of the largest defence manufacturing sectors. In Ladakh Autonomous Hill Development Council elections, 68 candidates have withdrawn their nominations. The withdrawal process of nominations was completed yesterday. A total of 94 candidates remained in the fray after the withdrawals in the ensuing Leh Hill Development Council elections. More details from our correspondent.
After completion of withdrawals of nominations, BJP and Congress have one candidate each in 26 council constituencies. The new entrant in Ladakh politics, Aam Aadmi Party, is fielding 19 candidates. Similarly, 23 independent candidates are also in the contest for Leh Hill Development Council. On the other hand, BJP has taken the elections prestigious and fielding union ministers for campaigning in Leh. Union Minister Anurag Thakur has launched BJP election campaign from Leh on Wednesday, highlighting various developmental activities by the Modi government, including UT status to Ladakh. In the meantime, Congress Party has released its Manifesto 2020 for 6 General Council elections to LIHTC Leh. Manifesto underlined the importance of 6 scheduled safeguards for Ladakh. Ramesh Chandra, All India Radio News, Leh.
The Reserve Bank of India has said that the 2% interest subvention scheme for micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, on loans offered by cooperative banks has been extended till the 31st of March next year. In a statement, the RBI has further informed that the scheme initially announced for just 2 years has been extended for the financial year 2020-21. RBI said that the coverage of the scheme is limited to all term loans and working capital to the extent of 100 lakh rupees, adding that the requirement of Udyog Aadhaar number may be dispensed with for units eligible for GST. On to sports. In Indian Premier League cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders bowlers produced an incredible all-round performance to carry their side to a 10-run win over Chennai Super Kings in the 21st match of the 13th edition at Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi last night. Chennai Super Kings needed 168 runs to win, but they fell 11 runs short of the target to some fine bowling performance by the KKR bowlers. During the chase, opener Shane Watson was the top performer with the bat, scoring his second consecutive half-century in the ongoing edition. In today's encounter, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Kings XI Punjab at Dubai International Stadium, Dubai. In the French Open tennis, Greek youngster Stefanos Tsitsipas reached his second Grand Slam semi-final as he brushed aside 13th seed Russian Andrei Rublev in straight sets yesterday. Fifth seed Tsitsipas has defeated Rublev 7-5, 6-2, 6-3 at the Philippe Chatrier. Tsitsipas will now meet either world number one Novak Djokovic of Serbia or Spaniard Pablo Carreño Busta. In the women's singles, two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova overcame some potentially costly double faults to beat 66th-ranked Laura Sigmund 6-3, 6-3 and reach the French Open semi-finals for the second time.
And now let us take a look at the weather update for the day. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the minimum temperature was 19 degrees Celsius in Jammu, while the maximum will be around 35 degrees. The city will have a mainly clear sky. Srinagar and Ladakh will have mainly clear sky. The temperature in Srinagar will hover between 5 and 27 degrees Celsius. In Ladakh, the minimum temperature was minus 1 degree Celsius and the maximum will be around 23 degrees Celsius. In Gilgit, the temperatures will hover between 7 and 30 degrees Celsius. In Muzaffarabad, the temperatures between 11 degrees Celsius and the maximum around 31 degrees. Chandigarh, minimum temperature around 10 degrees Celsius, while the maximum will be around 35 degrees Celsius. The national capital, Delhi, will have mainly clear sky. The minimum temperature was recorded at 19 degrees Celsius and the maximum will be around 36 degrees. In Ahmedabad, there will be partly cloudy sky. The temperatures will hover between 25 and 37 degrees Celsius. Guwahati, minimum temperature around 25 degrees, while the maximum will be around 34 degrees Celsius.
And now an overview of today's newspapers. With the festive season round the corner and time to be extra careful, government to start massive drive on COVID dues informs the Times of India. The Hindu states, city of joy between fear and festivities. With winters knocking on the doors, the Pioneer mentions strategy afoot to deal with winter pollution. The Hindustan Times writes, cinemas in capital to reopen with 50% capacity from October 15th. The Economic Times states, eco-recovery leads to wage restoration, workers' salaries being restored on priority as companies aim to achieve pre-COVID levels before November. The Financial Express takes note of visa curbs by the U.S. administration. New H-1B rules to affect thousands of Indian IT professionals.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches campaign on Jan Andolan for COVID-19 appropriate behaviour today. COVID-19 recovery rate improves to over 85% in the country.
Union Cabinet approves signing of Memorandum of Cooperation in the field of cyber security between India and Japan. Indian Air Force celebrates its 88th anniversary today. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Kings XI Punjab in Dubai. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.